Attende, Domine, et miserere, quia peccavimus tibi.
Praised be Jesus and Mary. The Boxer Rebellion took place in China in the year 1900. It was an uprising largely against missionaries and Chinese Christians. The revolutionaries captured a mission school. Not too difficult a task since none of the students were armed, but they blocked all the gates but one. And on the ground in front of this gate, they placed a cross. And anyone who trampled upon the cross could go free. So the first seven students trampled upon the cross and were let go. The eighth was a girl in her early teens. And she knelt before the cross, walked around it respectfully, and was immediately killed. And the next 100 students followed her example, and all of them were shot. There were over 30,000 missionaries Chinese Christians and Catholics that chose death in 1900 rather than to deny Christ. And in the history of China and many other mission lands, millions of Christians have died for their faith in Christ. And we know, listening to this account, or any account of the death of someone's not always easy. I mean, sometimes we don't really think about it. We've been so desensitized by all the violence in the movies that it doesn't mean a whole lot. But I mean, if we were to really place ourselves in the courtyard of that school and see our friends and fellow students shot rather than deny their faith, you know, it might make a greater impression. And the same is true with listening to the Passion of our Lord, or to listen to a description of anyone being crucified would be a difficult task. But seems, you know, we've heard it so often that we seem to get used to it, and it makes less of an impact upon us. And it's really so impossible to completely understand or comprehend the sufferings of our Lord, which he offered in reparation for our sins. And courageous loyalty of this Chinese girl and her fellow students and countless martyrs like them give us inspiration for this coming week. Today we shout with the crowd, that first Palm Sunday crowd, Hosanna, which means save, we pray. And we hold our palm branches in hand and proclaim our loyalty to Christ, the Son of David. And none of us may have to give our lives as the martyrs have done to prove our loyalty to Christ. But every one of us must make some sacrifice to prove our faithfulness to the King that we honor today. And we must be willing to die for our faith in Jesus. And the prophet Isaiah in the first reading tells us of one quality necessary to die for others. And that's, he says, I have set my face like flint. Our culture today tells us the exact opposite, that no, we must be flexible. We have to be tolerant of others, about everything. And we never want to say or appear as though we won't listen to a different point of view. You know, we have to be politically correct. And now those who oppose same-sex marriage or an immoral lifestyle can even be thrown in jail in Canada for hate crimes. And I wouldn't be surprised if that takes place one day in this country. But today, we're reminded that there are values and realities for which we must be willing to die. And we recall this, or we call this coming week holy, because we recall and relive holy mysteries, holy happenings. At the same time, we know many of the people in the crowd today who are shouting Hosanna to the Son of David would the following Friday be shouting, crucify him. And we have to ask ourselves, you know, have we been disloyal to Christ in our own lives? Have not been faithful followers through when it's easy to preach the gospel or when it's difficult? As St. Paul says, you know, we have to, in season and out of season, we have to be willing to stand up for our faith, to live our faith, not only profess that faith among others, but in our own lives. And if we haven't been faithful, now is the time to beg our Lord's pardon and to renew that loyalty. This week is when we must decide when and where and how we're going to prove our faithfulness to Jesus. And we do that by doing what he asks us, you know, to love one another as I have loved you. And we just read the account of how our Lord loves us, what he suffered for love of us. And during this next 7 days, we live again those blessed events which have saved all of us. And let us give our hearts to the Lord today as we begin this holiest week in the church's year of grace. Let us meditate upon the sufferings of our Lord and commit ourselves to the service of others, to fidelity to what our Lord commands us, to love one another as he has loved us, not to talk about others or hold others in contempt, that we're better than others because we're such good Catholics and we practice our faith and look at them. That's what Jesus condemned the Pharisees for, to a lack of compassion for sinners. But what did Christ say? I've come not for the righteous, not for those self-righteous people, not for all the people that observe the commandments, but for sinners. That our Lord loves us all, and we know that we too have not been as faithful as we could. So we can't hold anything against anyone. And let us pray that that we remain those faithful followers of Christ and continue singing his praises and blessing his name, singing Hosanna to the Son of David, and never crucifying our Lord or shouting crucify him by our actions.